buckle up.
Here we go.
Because the run home just got a little bumpier. Rush, rush, rush.
You cannot be serious.
I've got to see you every friggin' week.
There's got to be an investigation into this.
This is the Triple M Rush Hour with MG.
Clap your hands, rugby league fans. It's official. The NRL Grand Final is staying in Sydney for the next 3 years. A deal has been done. Todd Greenberg making the announcement. We'll get stuck into that with Brent Reed very shortly, who has all the details. We'll also ask the incoming chairman of the ARLC, Peter Volandis, for his take on the announcement. He's going to join us because he's also the brains behind this weekend's big race at Royal Randwick, the Everest. We'll hear how that came into fruition.
Can you send our opener down, brother? Look, I've got to get something off my chest.
Sure.
I don't want it lingering for the rest of the show and affecting our the next hour. So something's happened overnight, which is just appalling. TFH, major sponsor of the Titans, give yourself a big, stiff uppercut. The mere mention of the reason of parting ways with a struggling Gold Coast team is just gutless. For those that don't know the story, Titans all-round good guy and Indigenous player Ryan James was given the fantastic honour of delivering the welcome to country at this year's grand final. Well, halfway through it, he forgot the words. Shit happens. Poor bugger was shattered. But it seems the Titans' major sponsor saw it differently, labelling the blunder embarrassing and offensive. Really? Well, TFH, your actions are way, way more embarrassing and offensive than Ryan James's ever will be. The game is better off without you.
Well, mate, you've got that off your chest.
Oh, mate, I can't believe it. It's just say you don't want to be a sponsor anymore. Don't blame the poor bugger stuff up at the grand final for your actions. Come on, show some balls.
Strong words from MG.
Had to get it. Sorry, mate.
Do not apologise for your opinions on that one. I think there's a lot of people out there who share them, MG. Make sure you're listening when you hear the boxing bell. That is your cue to call if you want to win wrestling tickets tonight. We've also got to talk a little bit of AFL. But up next, the grand final is staying put in Sydney. Brent Reed will join us with all the details. It's the Rush Hour with MG. Sydney's 104.9, Triple M.
Just in case anyone asks, you're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG. 6 to 7pm weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
Trending now.
The NRL Grand Final is staying put in Sydney, MG. There was some conjecture with the stadium rebuilds and all the rest of it that it might be heading down to Melbourne or maybe up to Suncorp Stadium for a year or two. But the announcement from Todd Greenberg today that it will be played at the SCG in 2020, 2021 and at Allianz Stadium in 2022. Brent Reed is the man who was onto this story a little while ago. Reedy, welcome.
Hello, boys.
Yeah, great, Rudy. Look, I must confess, I wasn't bothered either way. I kind of got the feeling that New South Wales wouldn't lose it after the government poured so much money into the stadium rebuilds, but I wasn't bothered if Queensland got a game either.
Yeah, I reckon the NRL's missed an opportunity here, to be honest with you. Obviously, we're going to be stuck with two grand finals at the SCG. I don't think anyone wants two grand finals played at the SCG, but ultimately what's happened is money has held sway. The NRL's been paid a hell of a lot of money to keep two grand finals here and to have them kept away from Queensland. And that's been the deciding factor. They were asking for $20 million. They've gone pretty close to that. So it's a big financial win for the NRL. But I reckon it's a loss for the fans, to be honest, because I don't think anyone likes going to the SCG to watch rugby league games. And I think it would have been massive at Suncorp Stadium.
Reedy, there is some other news getting around in rugby league circles. So let's do this. Now, Reedy, the Nines media session was on today and a few little nuggets coming out left, right and centre. First thing I wanted to ask you is Nelson Asofa-Solomona is at the centre of the Integrity Unit's investigation for the punch on in Bali. What's your read of that situation?
Yeah, look, there was some talk. We might get a decision on that this afternoon. I reckon that the grand final stuff's probably hijacked that a bit. I think we'll get a decision tomorrow on Nelson Asofa-Solomona. My sense is still that he will cop a fine of some description, but the sense I get is that what's already been put out there. He'll miss some games for the Kiwis. He may miss the entire test series for the Kiwis. I reckon that might be a bit harsh, if that's the case. But he'll definitely miss a test match or two or maybe three. You know, obviously there's a sense that Nelson was looking out after a teammate, but I think the video and the fact it was so, confronting, that's probably going to hurt him.
at the end of the day, I don't think three test matches and $50,000 is anywhere near what he should have been copying. Maybe one match and a suspended sentence to help each way. Like, I just don't. That's way, way over the top.
You wonder whether the Melbourne Storm might come to his assistance if a heavy fine is handed down, because they obviously want to back their player in, given that he was protecting one of their other players from all reports. Ryan Madison, we spoke on our show yesterday that Danny Widler reported he'd had a meeting with the Parramatta Eels. MG didn't like the way he's going about it. He and his manager are going about the shopping around when he's still contracted to the West Tigers. What are his movements?
The West Tigers have got the whip hand here. Ryan Madison won't be going anywhere unless they get something in return. Now, Parramatta don't need to give him a player or need to pay them a transfer fee, because they'll just move on to someone else. They've got plenty of money spare in the salary cap. So I think they're the favourites, but I don't think it's a fait accompli or go to Parramatta. You know, there's talk about the Gold Coast. I spoke to the Gold Coast about this yesterday. I don't know that they've got a lot of salary cap around the Gold Coast. They're going to have to move some guys if that's the case. You know, St George have been spoken to about Ryan Madison, but again, they're very tight in the salary cap, St George Illawarra. So it's a really interesting one. It's hard to know where he'll go right now, Ryan Madison. And he hasn't helped himself.
No.
And he's right. I don't think he's helped himself at all with the way this has gone on. I think it's actually damaged his ability to find a club, to be honest.
And I think the way Ryan Madison's gone about it is definitely the wrong way.
Before we let you go, Reedy, now the media session was on today and you were a noticeable absentee.
What's going on?
Yeah, look, my wife's overseas. She's on a beer and sporting junket.
Mate.
She's been to the LA Rams. She's going to the New York Knicks. She's going to Madison Square Garden.
Mate,
she works for Four Points, the beer company.
Oh, good beer.
If you work there 5 years, they just send you on a junket somewhere.
What will you do when she comes back with a Mike Tyson tattoo?
imagine that. How good would that be?
Oh,
and a new pet tiger.
Haven't they got some credit in the bank, though?
Oh.
I'm going to use it too.
Oh, I bet you are.
Come on,
see you for a month.
Come on, Reedy. We all know you're in brownie point deficit. You've got a long way. You've got a lot of ground to make up there.
Fair point.
Brent Reed from the Australian, part of the Triple M NRL family. Thank you as always. We'll speak to you soon.
Good on you, mate.
Just in case anyone asks, you're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7pm weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
MG, it might not be the race that stops the nation yet, but it's already become the race that puts Victorian noses out of joint. The third instalment of the Everest, the world's richest race on turf, is happening this Saturday at Royal Randwick Racecourse, and the brains behind the concept, Racing New South Wales Chief Executive Peter Volandes, joins us. Good evening, Peter.
Good evening, Liam.
And what a race it promises to be this Saturday. I know that Liam just mentioned that the Melbourneites, or the Mexicans, have got their nose out of joint, but this has got a bit of origin feel about it, the Melbourne Cup versus the Everest.
Look, I hope so, but the beauty about the Everest is, in thoroughbred racing, we're good at sprinting in Australia. You know, we breed our horses over 1,200 metres, which is the distance of the Everest. We don't really breed stayers, so we're best at sprint events, and the Melbourne Cup is for stayers, and we seem to attract all the stayers from England. So ours is a local event, whereas the Melbourne one really has become an English event, if nothing else. And it's lost a bit of its character because, you know, the Australian horses aren't in it. And, you know, who can forget when you're a kid listening to the Melbourne Cup when Bart Cummings was dominating and some of those other personalities? And the Everest is for the new generation. It's for the younger generation. It's their generational event. And we want them to engage in the Everest because, you know, all sports need to look at their next customers, because if you don't, what are you going to do in 10 or 15 years? So we need to look out 10 or 15 years. And the beauty of it is we sold 22,000 tickets last year, pre-sale tickets, which is unusual because normally you buy your tickets at the gate for racing, but 78% of them were under the age of 35. So it shows that the Everest has really grabbed the attention of the younger people.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, just quickly, Peter, is it true that if not for Winx, the Everest might be run over the traditional Randwick mile?
Look, we looked at the 1,600 metre when Winx was racing, and that certainly was a deterrent because Winx would have dominated because she was such a champion. But at the end, it really didn't matter. What the reason was is, what are we the best at in Australia? And it's 1,200 metres. It's the sprinters. And that's proven it by this field on Saturday. Any one of those 12 horses could win, and it wouldn't surprise. I mean, in her time, I think it's 20-25-1. Well, she ran a faster time than Redzel when she was in a different race on the same day.
The 12 slot, the pay-to-run system, 12 slots in the race every year. In America, owning a major sporting franchise is the ultimate status symbol because there's only so many of them in existence. Are the Everest slots going to be the equivalent of that for racing lovers?
Look, that's a very good analogy because that's what we based it on. We wanted to make the slot owners the personalities, just like the NFL owners and the basketball owners and the baseball owners, because they become the celebrities. And that's why the race generates so much publicity, because the slot owner has to pick a horse. And to give you an example, we had a Chinese billionaire having to deal with 20 Sydney battlers out in the western suburbs, bricklayers, solicitors, taxi drivers. What sport do you see where a billionaire has to deal with 20 western suburb battlers?
You're not wrong, mate. And as Liam's a very smart man, hence the question that he just delivered towards you. And you're right. Only three of last year's 24 Melbourne Cup starters were locals. This year, 11 of the 12 Everest, I think, besides, is it 10 Sovereigns from Ireland?
Sovereigns, 10 Sovereigns is the horse from Ireland.
Yeah. I back all these guys that we're racing. I get it. I think Winx has had a big play in exactly the way that these young generations have come to be race lovers. And I think we can't underestimate the impact that Winx had on our racing industry. But that's an amazing stat you say that, most of the tickets being sold are below 35-year-olds. That's a fantastic coup for the racing industry going forward.
Absolutely, Mark, because as I said, not only for racing, for any sport, you need to attract the next generation of people, because you can't, in our era, 10 or 15 years ago, you walked into a supermarket, you could buy white bread and brown bread. Now there's a whole aisle of bread. So you walked into a pub, you could buy new and old, and maybe light. But now you walk into a pub and there's 14 different taps, including the water one. You've got the taste change over time, and you've got to innovate your product to enable you to accommodate those tastes.
Before we have a little chat about the new role you'll be undertaking, could you list 1 to 5 the top 5 races in Australia at the minute?
Well, they'll all be New South Wales races, Mark. So I'm not going to. There's a level of bias there. So you've got the Everest, the Golden Slipper, the Queen Elizabeth, the TJ Smith. The Golden Eagle. I forgot the Golden Eagle.
The Hawkesbury Cup.
The next thing we'll be building a wall down near Victoria. So.
Hey, Peter. 2 weeks until you officially take over the role as the ARLC chairman and you get your fingers into rugby league. The Everest, it was a big innovative idea for horse racing in this state. What's your Everest idea for rugby league?
Look, I've got a few. I think that we need to make some changes to rugby league. What people have to understand is that rugby league is in the entertainment business. People watch rugby league to be entertained and to get away from their day-to-day life. And when you're competing in the entertainment industry, you need to have a product that people want to watch. And, there's things that we can do that'll make the game more entertaining, and we've got to be a little bit more innovative and make sure that the game grows to the tastes of the newer generation. So we put a challenge to the competition committee as to what they would like to, what innovation would they like to see that will make the game more interesting and certainly more entertaining. And that meeting will be held in November. So I'm looking forward to some of the ideas that are going to come from all these people.
Yeah, it's fantastic that you asked the competition committee on their views, but I think also the fans have to be asked as well, Pete. I think the fans, as you know, are the blood lines of all sport, and especially in rugby league, which is a very tribal sport. What are your thoughts quickly on expansion and any rule changes going forward?
First, I agree with you with the fans, and I think we're going to put out the feelers to get the fans' ideas as to what they'd like to see, because, as you say, it's the customer first. And look, my aim in the rugby league is to make sure that the players are looked after, but also the customers are looked after, and because that's vital. Look, in regards to the expansion, we are having it's actually my very first meeting as the chairman at the end of October, where the management are going to table all the information and data on expansion or non-expansion. So probably a bit early to say, where we're heading in that direction, because we haven't seen all the reports and all the facts and figures. And anything in management that you do, you've got to be able to substantiate with good management reports. You can't go on gut feelings. You need to have the proper management data to make proper management decisions.
And MG, we know he doesn't take over the role officially until the end of the month, but his power is already being wielded. Yeah. He's keeping the NRL announcing today that the grand final is staying in Sydney for the next 2 years. There was some conjecture it might be headed north up to Suncorp Stadium, Pete, but terrific news for New South Wales that this will remain the home of the NRL's biggest game.
Oh, absolutely, and all credit's got to go to Todd Greenberg and his team here. They've worked hard behind the scenes in negotiating with the government. I believe the deal is a very good deal for us to stay here in Sydney. And you can't forget that the New South Wales government is putting $2 billion into stadiums. When someone gives you $2 billion, you've got to remain loyal and you've got to honour your agreement.
That's so how much looking... MG's getting paid by the end as well, so he's always sticking around.
Well, knowing that MG's talent, he's probably underpaid.
Peter, thank you, my friend. Thank you, Pete.
Well, it's a terrific feather in the cap of Todd Greenberg and the NRL, as you say, to keep the game here in Sydney. Peter Volandis, the Chief Executive of Racing New South Wales, soon to be Chairman of the ARLC. Hope everything goes swimmingly this Saturday at Royal Randwick, the Everest, the richest race on turf in the world. Best of luck for the event.
Thanks very much, Liam. Thanks, MG.
Just in case anyone asks, you're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7pm weekdays on 104.9 Triple M. An hour of sport with the big guy in the driver's seat. Metaphorically, he's not touching the steering wheel. So come and get it. Triple M's Rush Hour with MG.
Liam Flanagan here. We are right across the Triple M network. MG, WWE Live. It is coming back to Sydney, October 21st. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketek. Or you can win them right here, can't you?
Well, it's obvious there's a need and there's a want to go and see some big, bulky wrestlers because every time we mention that little ding, 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 the phone lines just go ballistic.
Absolutely. Now, this is a nobody loses quiz. The loser of today's quiz will get two general admission tickets to get along to WWE Live.
Correct.
The winner carries over and whoever is standing on Friday, whoever wins this quiz on Friday will get a premium package. Basically, it's everything, MG. You get some frothies, you get some food, you get great access, you get the best seats. It's one hell of a prize. And the man who's in the hot seat for that at the moment is our carryover champion.
Yeah, Dazzler, Darren from Liverpool. Daz, are you still in your car, my friend?
I still am, MG.
Okay, good luck, mate. You're taking on lovely Louise from Springwood. Hello, Louise.
Hi, guys.
Now, Louise, but you should be very afraid of this man, Darren. He has gone. He hasn't been beaten thus far, so you'll need to know your wrestling. The way this is going to work, your name is your buzzer. MG has a who am I. He has all the clues. If you buzz in and you're incorrect, the other person gets to hear the remainder of the clues.
Okay.
Alrighty.
Here we go. Who am I? I was born on December 18, 1964. I joined the WWF in 1995. I was first called the Ringmaster. I like to drink beer on my way to the ring.
Darren.
Oh, Daz.
Stone Cold Steve
Austin. Oh, the Dazzler does it again.
Wow.
No, he's quick.
He's for another day.
He's getting quiet.
Oh, geez, Darren, it'd be heartbreaking if you got knocked off tomorrow, but... You are.
Bradbury.
You are.
The Bradbury. I don't want to get done Friday.
Hey, Darren, you'll be coming back tomorrow. You're still in pole position for that premium fan package to get along to WWE Live. So we'll speak to you tomorrow. Louise.
Yeah.
The good news
well
is.
Well done, Darren.
You still get a pair of general admission tickets for WWE Live.
That'll still be good.
Outstanding.
Thank you, Louise. Yeah. Thank you for listening to our show. Appreciate it.
No worries. Thanks, guys.
This is The Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M and across the Triple M network. MG up next.
Bit of AFL.
There is
shenanigans.
45 minutes left in the AFL trade window.
It's like the stock market, isn't it?
I'm going to tell you who the Giants and Swans have got and who they've lost next.
Just in case anyone asks, you're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7pm weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It's The Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M, and across the Triple M network, Liam Flanagan here as well. MG, tomorrow on the show, Kalyn Ponga.
Yes.
From the Australian Nine side that's going to take part in the World Cup Nines this weekend at Bankwest Stadium.
Yeah, it's gone under the radar a little bit, but now that it's getting closer, I'm really, really excited about it. I can't wait to see these 12 nations take to each other.
Yeah, we're going to speak to Kalyn tomorrow. He, you reckon, in this format is going to be really exciting to watch. And if you're not already, jump on our socials, at Rush Hour Triple M. Make sure you're following us, because over the next couple of days, our superstar digital producer Tony has got some videos that we filmed down to their media session to drop, and we had a lot of fun with them. And I can give you a bit of a hint that my French came back out, MG.
After
the attempts on the Dally M red carpet. We're also going to be speaking to Sydney Kings new star, 23-year-old American Jayshon Tate.
What a name.
He's coming in studio. You're going to love this bloke, MG.
I might have a little shirt off with him.
Oh, don't take your shirt off around him. He is built.
I'm not going to. Oh, mate, come on. 51 now, brother. Them days are gone. Oh, maybe not.
MG, there are 40 minutes
yes.
of the AFL trade deadline remaining. 40 minutes until no more trades can be completed for next season.
Okay.
And let me tell you, the Swans are right in the gun of these final 40 minutes. Quickly, the Giants, what they've done in this trade period, they've said goodbye to John Patton and Adam Tomlinson.
Mm.
Tomlinson's made his way to the Melbourne Demons. John Patton, who's had a wretched run with injury, has made his way to Hawthorn. Those two both looking for more senior opportunities. They've brought in Sam Jacobs, the very experienced ruckman from the Adelaide Crows. It's a nice pickup for the Giants. That's the extent of their business. But it's the Sydney Swans who are very key in the final 40 minutes. At the moment, all they've done is bring in Lewis Taylor from the Brisbane Lions, who's NAB Rising Star winner, so he's got some talent about him.
But they're after Danaher, aren't they?
Joe Danaher is the big name. For those unaware, he is a 200-centimetre behemoth, key forward from the Essendon Bombers, who has been an All-Australian. He's won an Anzac Day medal. On his day, fit and firing, he is a genuine match winner. Shocking run with injury. Osteitis pubis has basically kept him out of the game for the last couple of years.
Yeah, it's a bad injury.
It's a shocking run. So he has asked for a fresh start at the Sydney Swans. The Bombers are playing really, really hard ball. They're asking for a king's ransom to get him, which they're entitled to do because he's still under contract at the club.
Yeah, of course.
But the dominoes that could fall in the next 38 minutes and 39 seconds as I look at the live tracker. Zach Jones and Tom Papley, both part of the Swans' current best 22. Zach Jones looks like he's going to make his way to St Kilda. The deal's probably going to get done. He's from Victoria originally, so Zach Jones is probably going to depart the Sydney Swans.
Yep.
Tom Papley's the other one. He is under contract, very much wanted at the Sydney Swans. He's asked for a trade to Carlton. Now, for all these things to happen, Joe Danaher and the Bombers need to come to some sort of deal which would send the big fella up to the Sydney Swans.
So outside of the Swans and the GWS Giants, who are our teams here in Sydney, who are the big winners and big losers?
Look, St Kilda has made a lot of moves. They've probably been the big winner in terms of players brought in. Look, they've paid a lot for them, but they've brought in a lot of players. Bradley Hill from Fremantle. At this point, the Adelaide Crows...
Gold Coast, too. Yeah, they're big winners, aren't they?
And the Gold Coast Suns have done really well to hold on and bring in some new players. The Adelaide Crows are probably the team that's had to say goodbye to the most players, but they're in a rebuilding phase, so they probably don't look at it as a loss anyway.
Okay.
Well. There you go. So look, 37 minutes and 31 seconds. The Sydney Swans have still got some business to do. MG, we got to go.
Just want to say a big happy birthday to my dad, Ace. Acey boy. He's 72 today, and he's coming over. He's on his way down to my house as we speak, so I'll see you tonight for a beer. Daddy, I love you much, mate. He's Liam. I'm MG. Wherever you are. Stay random.
Happy birthday, Ace.